First, though, in a rare move, a federal parliamentary committee has told the government to go back and start again on a law that would give authorities unprecedented access to your personal information. The law is supposed to make it easier for the Commonwealth and state and territory governments to fight identity crime by exchanging everything from addresses to licence photos. But the Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security has pushed back. It says there are not nearly enough safeguards or oversights in place. Andrew Wilkie in a moment, but first our reporter Georgia Hitch is in Canberra. Georgia, how big a deal is this to have a key piece of security legislation sent back to be redrafted?
Well, Linda, it's pretty substantial because usually these committees, they are there to make recommendations on what should or shouldn't be included in legislation, not to really send it back to the government and say, look, it's not good enough, you need to start from square one. Plus, it's worth remembering that these bills, they're not just knocked together. You know, they're seen and approved by a lot of people, by bureaucrats, by politicians. Plus, then you've got the time of the committee to consider it as well. So there are those things to keep in mind. Plus, it's even more unusual because this was a committee made up of Liberal and Labor Party members, but was one where the government had a majority. So for it to be sent back to the government, I think is a pretty clear indictment on the issues that these members had with the legislation. That said, both sides of politics have also made it clear that they really support the objectives of the bill insofar as it relates to, you know, reducing identity crime and also possibly the role it could play in helping national security. But as Liberal MP Andrew Hastie, who actually chaired this committee, pointed out, the group just really couldn't get past the lack of safeguards for people's privacy.
Some participants raised with the committee a need to ensure appropriate governance and accountability and protection of the individual's right to privacy. The committee acknowledges these concerns and believes that while the bill's explanatory memorandum sets out governance arrangements, they are not adequately set out in the current bill. In the committee's view, robust safeguards and appropriate oversight mechanisms should be explained clearly in the legislation.
The bill was designed to let the Department of Home Affairs collect data like licence photos, dates of birth and home addresses from state and territory governments to store in one central hub that could then be shared with other government agencies. In short, the committee wants the government to spell out not just how it and its agencies plan to use this personal information, but also how it's going to keep it safe. Concerns echoed by Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus.
But I do accept that, given the near complete absence of legislated safeguards in the Identity Matching Services Bill 2019, those concerns cannot simply be ignored.
The government says it'll continue to work with the committee on the bill, but Mark Dreyfus thinks if the coalition is true to its word about the purpose of the laws, it won't think twice about adopting the recommendations.
If there is no intention for the proposed identity matching services to be used to engage in mass surveillance activities, the government should not object to amending the bill to ensure that those services can not, as a matter of law, be used in that manner.
Privacy advocate Electronic Frontiers Australia is staunchly against the bill and had called for it to be rejected by the committee. Lindsay Jackson is the chair of the organisation and found the committee's decision pleasantly surprising.
These issues aren't easy. You've got governments that are trying to find solutions for really complex problems. But what we really take from this is that the government is understanding, both sides of government, how important it is to listen, to understand the technology and to put citizens' rights first.
So, what safeguards should be included? Privacy expert Dr. Bruce Arnold from the University of Canberra's Law School knows where the government should start.
We need much greater surveillance of the people who are doing the surveillance. So, you know, the old question of who watches the watches. We need meaningful appeal mechanisms. We need some fairly strong administrative and technical constraints on what's being shared, how it's being used, whether it's being checked, that sort of thing.
Dr. Bruce Arnold with our reporter, Georgia Hitch.